بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and elders, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the rewards, the significance, the blessings and the nur of learning this wonderful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with this wonderful kalima, la ilaha illallah. Indeed, it is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to be chosen as Muslims, as believers, and the believers in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we look at the life of all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, had instructed their followers to recite the kalima la ilaha illallah from Adam alayhi salam right up to and including Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith it is mentioned that قُولُوا لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ تُفْلِحُوا, that say لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ and you will be successful. Indeed, this was the propagation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the encouragement that was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for each one of us to recite this blessed kalima لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Now if you look at this word, where you will be successful, remember that you will be successful in this world, you will be successful in the grave, as well as you will be successful in the year after. And this is of great importance for us to have that success in the year after. And remember, dear respected friends, what we will sow in this world is what we will reap in the year after. The amount of good that we will do in this world, you will see the benefits in the year after. And on the flip side of the coin, the evil and the wrong that we will do, and we will pass away without repentance, remember that we will face the consequences in the year after. This kalima la ilaha illallah is such that when you will recite it, you will find that contentment in our heart by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is general on the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala Himself mentions in the Quran Kareem, that Ala bidhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub, that verily is this dhikr of Allah Ta'ala that will bring contentment to our heart. So the kalima la ilaha illallah is among the many adhkar that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught us to recite and to read. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith it is mentioned, man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. The person who recites the kalima la ilaha illallah will enter into Jannah. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that afdalu dhikri la ilaha illallah, that the best of dhikr is this kalima la ilaha illallah. It is this dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear respected friends, that will bring into our life, which will change ourselves, which will change our life, and will turn that attention of ours towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our hearts. And this is what we all need in this world and in the year after. That if we have this realization of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, what does Allah ta'ala want from us as believers in this kalima la ilaha illallah, then in that way, dear respected friends, we will be safe from a lot of wrong. We will be safe from a lot of sin. And we know in the year after, Allah Ta'ala, when it's time to take hisab on the day of Qiyamah, every aspect of our life will come out. Remember, Allah Ta'ala never ever sleeps, nor does Allah Ta'ala even slumber. You know, just close the eyes, or just, what we will say, catch fish. No, Allah Ta'ala is aware of every single aspect, of every single person, whether the person is a believer or not. Allah Ta'ala is aware of everything. We need to ask ourselves the question, that are we getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are we getting further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Closer to Allah ta'ala is through the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. Now remembrance of Allah ta'ala is every aspect that will lead us to remind us of Allah ta'ala. taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, reading Salah. When the Adhan is called out, it's also a dhikr in remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Before our Salah started and commenced, Iqamah was given. That is also the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. At the time when a person will go for Hajj or Umrah, that is also the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. So every aspect that will make us think and remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that is the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And that should be prevalent in every Muslim's life. I know as a small child growing up, we used to always hear and been encouraged. Part of our morning tasbihs and evening tasbihs to recite 100 times, La ilaha illallah. Great benefit. In the hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that a person who will recite 100 times the kalima La ilaha illallah, on the day of Qiyamah, a person's face will shine like the full moon. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains also this, that this brightness is such, and we can understand it in today's time, that ask a hunter, that when he goes hunting, when it is a full moon, how much more he'll appreciate the journey of hunting than when it's not a full moon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explains in this hadith, that the only person that can surpass that brightness is that person who recites this kalima more than 100 times. Now there's not 100 times once off in our life, but every single day, dear respected friends, we should bring this into our life, make it part of our amal on our daily, in morning and evening, 100, 100. If not, then at least once in the day, minimum, let us try and recite 100 times every single day. And we will see that the great benefit that Allah Ta'ala will grant each one of us, and not just ourselves, let us encourage our families also. Let us make that environment at home, that every day we will recite a minimum of 100 times, La ilaha illallah. Encourage our friends as well, our colleagues as well. And inshallah, by us encouraging them, and they get hooked to the zikr of La ilaha illallah, or any good action that we will encourage them to do. Remember, this is a thawab jariya for us. It is a continuous reward until the day of Qiyamah. That person will practice on whatever we will tell them. Remember, Allah Ta'ala will grant us the reward. Without that person's reward being diminished in the least bit, so they will get the full reward as well as we will get the full reward. Maybe they will teach it to somebody else, and all of us will get that reward. Tomorrow we'll be lying in our graves, but that will continue until the day of Qiyamah, and we will get the reward. But we have to bring this into our life. Remember, dear respected friends, one very important aspect when we will teach others, whatever it may be, if we ourselves don't have it in our life, it will not have a great impact on that person. But once we will bring that into our life, and we will tell somebody, recite 100 times, La ilaha illallah, for example, immediately they'll get hooked to it. Why? Because we said it with that sincere ikhlas, that sincerity within our heart. And because we are those that will practice upon it, it will be easy for them as well to practice upon it. I would conclude with one incident, and a very nice incident, as the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi makes mention in the Fadaili Amal of Shaykh Abu Yazid Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi. The Shaykh Abu Yazid Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi was a saint of his time, and he said it was famous at that time that there was a young boy, and this young boy had this great gift of seeing the unseen. So, as I said, he heard from many people that this boy had this gift, but he did not have that opportunity to experience it himself. So he said once they were seated together, and at that time this young boy screamed a pain of agony and pain. And he asked him that, what is the matter? Why are you screaming? Why are you in such pain? He said that I see that my mother is being punished in the grave. So Shaykh Abu Yazid thought to himself that when he heard the blessings of reciting 70,000 La ilaha illallah, known as the Fidya minan nar, then he said, you know what, at that time he read one for his wife, sent the reward on to her. And he said, for many times I have read for my own account. So 70,000, 70,000, 70,000 for my own account. And within my heart, without telling anybody, I made intention, O Allah, one full 70,000, you pass the reward on to this young boy's mother who's been suffering and having this punishment in the grave. He says, not long after that, this boy jumped out of joy. And he said, oh uncle, I see now that my mother is no more suffering. She's in happiness, she's in bliss. So Shaykh Abu Yazid then explains to this young boy that when you told me this in the initial, and I heard the blessings of reciting 70,000 La ilaha illallah, I thought to myself, you know, that let me send one quietly within my heart, make intention, oh Allah, one full 70,000, pass it to this boy's mother. And through the barakah and blessings of that, this boy's mother was saved from the punishment in the grave. Dear respected friends, we too can recite this kalima la ilaha illallah 70,000 times for ourselves. But let us not say, you know what, I'm going to start now and by tomorrow or day after tomorrow, by the end of the week, I'm going to finish. Because that, it won't happen. We know. Sometimes we have that full josh that we want to do it, we want to do it. We'll do it for a little while, one day, 2 days, and after that, finish. Make intention over a long period of time, we'll do it. Whether even if it takes us a whole year or 2 years also. If we read every day 100 times, within 2 years, we'll complete our own 70,000. If we read more than that 200 times, within 1 year, we'll complete 70,000. So in that way, let us make it a habit that every single day, whether it hails, whether it rains, whether it snows, whatever the condition may be, let us take out the time, dear respected friends, to recite 100 times. Whether there's a funeral in our family or there's a wedding in our family, whatever the situation may be, take out time. And the best would be after your salah. Even if 20, 30 times we did every day after each salah, comfortably our 100 will complete in that way. Even more than 100. But make it the ma'amul, your habit, daily, every single day. By the time we go and sleep in the evening, we have completed minimum 100 times. Maybe initially in the first few days might be a bit difficult if you feel, okay, today we didn't do our 100. Tomorrow just complete 200. And in that way, inshallah, you'll see, you'll get into that routine. Now sometimes you might think 100 might take us long. But once our tongues will be accustomed to the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, we will see how easy it will be for us, dear respected friends, to recite this kalima La ilaha illallah. Take out some time. And inshallah ta'ala, we will see that benefit in this world. We will see the benefit in the grave, as well as we will see the benefit in the year after. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to practice on the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, for a few minutes now, we will make the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. Thereafter, inshallah, we'll make a short dua and the program will terminate. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala accept from us. Allah ta'ala accept our coming out and sitting for a few minutes for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Remember, every action of ours must be to please Allah ta'ala, not to displease Allah ta'ala. The action that is done to please Allah ta'ala will bring us closer towards Him. And that action that is there to displease Allah ta'ala will take us further away from Him. We all want the love of Allah ta'ala. I would like to thank also those that made it possible for this program to take place. We ask Allah ta'ala to accept from them as well. Inshallah, now we will make this dhikr of La ilaha illallah solely for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Remember that the more intentions that you will make, the more rewards you will get. One is you are doing it with the full hope of reward, iman wa ihtisaban, in the state of iman, with the hope of gaining the full reward from Allah ta'ala. It is mentioned in the various Quranic ayat and the tafsir and the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also remember the words of La ilaha illallah are also the words of the Quranic Kareem. So by us making this intention, inshallah, Allah ta'ala will grant us that reward too. Wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah 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 la ilaha illallah
La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم أجرنا من النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم احفظنا من المسيح الدجال اللهم اغفر لأمّة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمّة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وصلى الله على النبي الكريم آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين